There's a big meeting at Moonee Valley tonight, which is the Sporting Bet Manukato Stakes, and tomorrow the Sporting Bet Cox Plate. Race 5, the Jeep 55 Second Challenge tonight, features a horse, number 8, called Cult of Isis. I-S-I-S. Wes Hunter is the trainer. Wes, good morning.
Good morning.
How's Cult of Isis going?
Yeah, he's good. He's first up, but he's in good order.
Have you had much feed? How's it looking for tonight?
Look, it's obviously they're tricky, those 955s. They go like cut cats and you need the right run, but yeah, I'm pretty happy with him.
Good on you. Have you had much feedback on the name?
There's been a little bit. I spoke with the registrar of racehorses sort of coming into this prep when obviously Isis's meaning is sort of a bit more significant now. And he's actually called of Isis. It's pronounced Isis, and it's to do with the Egyptian history. So the registrar were quite happy to keep him the way he is. They thought it'd be make more of a deal if he did change it. So.
That's interesting. So the race callers, Greg Miles, is Greg Miles aware that the horse is called Cult of Isis, not Isis?
Yeah, he will be by about 8:45, I think it is tonight.
So. someone's going to let him know, are they?
Yeah, I'll let him know.
Hey, what's up until it's had 17 starts. In its 17 starts, what have race callers called it? Isis or Isis?
It depends. There's been a bit of both, so. His last couple, he's only had 5 starts for us, and he was Cult of Isis, but, it's an easy one to fix.
Okay, well, we might put a call in to Greg Miles just to make sure he knows by the time the field jumps tonight that he's got to call it Cult of Isis, not Cult of Isis.
He'll be all over it. He's a professional.
Hey, Wes, got anything else running on the weekend that we ought to be aware of?
Got 2 at Yarra Glen, both good chances. And I'm having a day off Sunday, so I'm looking forward to that.
Terrific. Who do you reckon will win the Cox Plate?
I hope either Happy Trails or the Cleaner, like the underdog and the battler.
Good on you. Happy Trails or the Cleaner. Good on you, Wes.
Thank you.
That reminds me of a story of involving a man who I believe now is a judge of the Supreme Court of Victoria.
Yes.
Whose father, who was also a judge, had a horse running many years ago.
When you say he had it running, was he the owner of it, the trainer of it, or did he bet on it?
He was the owner of it. It was a horse that was spelt B-O-A-T. And after one particular race meeting one day, when Bert Bryant had called the horse somewhat unaccountably Boat, they went to Bert as a part of a jape and said, "We just want to let you know, Bert, that you're mispronouncing the name of this horse. It's in fact pronounced Boat. It's an Indonesian word meaning seafaring vessel." Subsequent to that, Bert called it Boat at every start.